Good to Shavua Tov to everybody. Welcome back. Hope you had a terrific, terrific Shabbos. We're ready for another week of the Pirkei Avos podcast. Sunday, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Tes, Zayin, Rav Gamliel, Omer, Aseh Lecha Rav, V'histalik, Min HaSafek, V'al Tarbe, La'aseh Umados. Rav Gamliel makes three statements. Number one, acquire for yourself a Rav. Remove yourself from doubt, and don't take a large amount of Meiser. Don't tithe unnecessarily and give more than is necessary. Rav Chaim Yevalazhin, in his outstanding commentary on Pirkei Avos, doesn't need my haskama. Ruach Chaim on Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezayin says these are not three independent statements, but there are three statements piggybacking one after another after another. Number one, Rav Gamliel states, make and establish for yourself a Rav. If you do that, then you won't have any doubts. And explains Rav Chaim Yevalazhin, the national tendency of a person is to be machmir, to be stringent from doubt, if you don't know what to do. Therefore, establish for yourself a Rav in order that you won't have any halachic doubts and you'll know exactly what to do. Because if you don't have a Rav and you do have doubts, then you'll be marbe la'asir umados, you'll take and tithe more than is necessary. If I could speak from a personal perspective for a moment as a Rav and somebody who answers Shilas, I see this time and time again, and I try to speak about this as much as I can, and here I've been blessed with the opportunity where it's been a fastball down the middle. People are more stringent than they have to be. And if somebody is not asking Shilas to a Rav, they will be doing things that are wrong. Either they'll be too machmir or they'll be too makel. But more often than not, the tendency of somebody is to be more stringent. Whatever area of halacha it is, it could be in Or HaChaim, it could be in Yoredeya, it could be Evan Ezer, it could be in Choshen Mishpat. The tendency of a human being, more often than not, is to be stringent. And the goal of the relationship between the rabbi and the individual asking the question is to make sure that we know who we are, we understand each other, and we get to the bottom of the halacha. And if we're able to do that, we will be successful in following the halacha to the T. There is another element that needs to be discussed. If you recall just a few Mishnayos back in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Yoshua ben Prachim made the same exact statement, Aseh Lecha Rav. This is the only time you see in all of Avos that the very same words are used twice by two different Tanoim. Yoshua ben Prachim says, Aseh Lecha Rav, and Rabbi Gamliel says exactly the same, Aseh Lecha Rav, the same exact three words. And the Rishonim are all bothered by this. The Rambam, Rashi, Ben Yonah, the Meiri, the Bar Tanura, all ask this question. Why the double statement of Aseh Lecha Rav twice and within five, six Mishnayos of each other? And all the Rishonim comment that they really are talking about two different types of a Rav. In the Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Yoshua ben Prachi, he was talking about a Rebbe, a rabbi who you learn from, who educates you, who teaches you how to learn Chumash, Mishnayos, Gemara, Halacha, Tanakh, the gamut of the requirements that we need to learn. However, here, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Tezayin, Gamliel is telling us something else. Aseh Lecha Rav, V'histalik min HaSafek, establish for yourself a Rav who can answer your Shilas. This is a halachic authority who you have, and then you won't have any doubts. Thus, the conjunction of Aseh Lecha Rav and histalik min HaSafek, explained the Rishonim, is talking about a Rav who will be able to answer your questions and thus remove any doubts from you. Today, we have an epidemic. And I'm not referring to Corona, I'm referring to social media and the ability to ask your questions anonymously or to get on any website and ask the rabbi. And although it's a beautiful and a wonderful thing, on the other hand, it's actually terrible because more often than not, a person is not getting a tailor-made answer because the relationship between the Rav and the congregant, the Rav, and the Shoel, is that the Rav knows the person and knows how to tailor answer the question that was asked. Of course, that doesn't mean that Halacha has tens of answers for a particular question, but a good Rav is able to answer the question and understand where the person is coming from, that they're chumras, that they're kulas, whatever the scenario in the family situation, the background may be, is able to address that question specifically. Share with you three gedolim who spoke and understand this to the nth degree. Beshur Nerworth, the outstanding Talmud Chacham, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, his Rav was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And at age 70, when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach passed away, Rav Nayarth looked for a new Rav. His Rav passed away. He had to be Mekayim the Mishnah Seilach HaRav. And at the age of 70, he established for himself Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. That's going to be his Rav. That's going to be his posek. So even at the age of 70, you still have to search, acquire an atzei to run after a Rav. Rav Shlomo Volbi, the great Bal Musar, his Rav first was Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, the pre-war Mashkiach in the Meir Yeshiva. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yerucham, of course, was no longer alive, and he found another Rav. It was Rabbi Yol Kluft, the Rav of Haifa. After Rabbi Yol Kluft passed away, he made Rav Huttner his Rebbe. He understood also that you need to have a Rav. That relationship is going to concretize, clarify, remove doubt, and establish a sense of direction in life. The same thing is true. Baron Lichtenstein often commented that he actually had three Rebbe. It was his father-in-law, Rav Yasher Ber Soloveitchik. It was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, his Rebbe. And then it was Rav Huttner. And each of these three Rebbeim had a different aspect of developing him, his personality, his Torah learning, his ethics, and allowed him to become the person that he was able to become. Rav Huttner himself mentioned that what should a person look for when establishing for self a Rav? And he gave the well-known mashal that a rabbi should be similar to the town clock. You know, the town clock in the old cities in Europe was placed on a very tall pedestal. It was very, very high up, out of reach, and it could be seen by one and all. But most importantly, Rav Huttner used to mention, no one can change the time on the clock for his own convenience. Because a clock that can be changed and can be manipulated is not a clock. It's everybody's plaything. That, Rav Huttner says, is a Rav in Israel. He is the clock. He is the mainspring of Torah. He is consistent. A Rav is honest. He's loyal. And he holds on to Torah and Halacha to the perfect degree. That is what a person should be looking for. And that should be aspiring to when we are mekayim this Mishnah of Aseh Lecha Rav. The same time, we also have to be honest. Yiftach Kedor Kamosha Bedorah. We don't have the Rebbe Yashiv. We don't have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. We don't have the greats of the previous generation. But nonetheless, Chazal tell us that we have to find for ourselves a Rav, even if it's not as great as it used to be. And even though in earlier generations, maybe the Rav was a higher clock, and maybe the Rav was on a higher pedestal. But Rabbeinu Yonah in Yoshua ben Prachi's Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, says, Aseh Lecha Rav, even though maybe he's not as tall as he should be, even though his yedius and his knowledge are not like it was in previous generations. But of course, we have Yeridas Hadoros, and just like after Moshe came Yoshua, Yoshua to Zkenim, Zkenim to Nevi'im, Nevi'im to Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the farther we are away from Matan Torah, at the end of the day, we become farther and farther from the truth, from the MS. But the Rav has the ability to hone our vision, to guide us, and to make sure we are learning, we are studying, and we are properly fulfilling the halacha. Thus, that's what this Mishnah tells us. Be careful. Don't chart your own path. It's only going to afflict you, and it's going to create damage in your success. I can, from my own personal perspective, I can't begin to tell you how many times people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they had a Rav, they'd be able to perfect their ways, and they'd be able to doing things better, and they would be saving themselves a lot of agmas nefesh, unnecessary stringency, and the ability to be able to take care of things the way that they should be done. B'siyata d'shmaya, we should all be zoche to have a Rav, to be mekayim what the Mishnah teaches us of aseh lecha Rav, and then ultimately we'll be mistalek min hasafek.